brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is the 7th day of May, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We will be here for the next 3 hours live. William Gein of Alipac, one of the major pro-sovereignty, anti-completely open border groups, William Gein will be joining us for about 30 minutes in the next hour to really break down what is in the different versions of the amnesty bill. That is really the North American Union $1 trillion every 5 years, they're estimating conservatively, program that will just complete this country's journey into banana republic. They try to spin it like it's hospitality, have open borders, but you can't go to Mexico or Guatemala or Nigeria or Russia, for that matter, and just say, I want to have my babies for free. I want free welfare. I want, you know, everything, and I'm above the law. But in the West, the globalists use immigrant populations as a pro-government group. They don't fund the immigrant groups because they care about them. They do it because they're using them to drive down wages, and that's what NAFTA and GATT has done. NAFTA has destroyed Mexico. Mexico's standard of living has gone down. Look at all the numbers. You want to help Mexico, you end the drug war, you end drug prohibition, that'll end a lot of the organized crime, and Mexico has more billionaires per capita than any other country in the world because it is totally centralized with a tiny group of filthy rich people who have gotten their money through monopolies. From Carlos Slim, the richest man in the world, he's not really, but he's one of the richest new money people in the world. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, there's a State Department warning not to travel to Mexico, and we're supposed to just collapse the border completely. I would rather Mexico have its own revolution of liberty for freedom, revolution of ideas. And I'd like to see them with the Second Amendment. I'd like to, or whatever the free people of Mexico developed. You know, there's a new NRA video out that I saw last night. McBreen showed it to me. Will you guys, or no, it was Rob Dew. Will you get Rob Dew to give you that? I want to play that later. He was showing it to me in his office where they show all the numbers. I already knew this, so when I saw it, I knew the NRA was telling the truth. So I don't just watch the NRA and go, oh, they're telling the truth. I already knew this. I've seen the numbers. A lot of you have seen them, but I want to do maybe a nightly news report tonight on this. I want to review their new ad and then show some more documentation. That most of the guns the drug cartels are getting are full auto, flown in by Wells Fargo, Wachovia, and others on record in giant cargo planes. The Mexican cartels tend to like German weapons. I saw a statistic where like half of them are German full auto, Heckler and Koch and things. And so they've got grenade launchers, tanks, armored vehicles, rocket launchers, and full auto. I mean, Mexican drug cartels have heavy 50s, folks. Full auto. You can't buy that. Hand grenades. They buy them from Europe. They buy them. The U.S. military stuff gets down there. Full auto M16s. Full auto 308s. Reapers. You name it. And again, I, as a gun aficionado who studies all this, I know this, but thank God the NRA's on this. They're now blaming the crime in Mexico on the Second Amendment. But I did look up some numbers. Guess who is getting guns in America? Because they can't get them in Mexico. And guess who is using them to defend themselves? And there's now vigilante groups all over Mexico restoring law and order. Guess who? Mexicans are coming here and getting shotguns and rifles and handguns to protect themselves, even though they're outgunned, with American guns. So it's true. When Obama doesn't want Mexicans to get guns, it's just like he doesn't want Americans to have guns. That's what's going on. He's siding with the drug cartels and that pig government down there against the Mexican people having a right to defend their families.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least for the freeway.
Song touches my very soul.
My love is a miles in the waiting. The eyes are just there, and the glance of the front. The secret can burn.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, rebroadcast on many stations as well. XM 166, I think tomorrow it goes to channel 244. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I had quite an epiphany this morning while hiking with my son in the lush spring morning. And the epiphany is a thought I've had so many times, but it hit me so hard and with such clarity that the reason I get so frustrated and so angry and almost describe my disgust at tyranny and globalists and bullies like that of claustrophobia, because that's what it is. I want them off my back. I want them out of my life. I have so much love for beauty and innocence and goodness. And that is what is all over the world. That is what dominates creation. But evil has a hunger to be in control, And so this paradox historically is always there. And I just cry out for justice. I resonate for truth. And I'm not up here saying I'm a high and mighty moral person because of that. I am just a natural man. I'm a simple man. But common sense and simpleness in this modern mad world is a revolutionary idea. And when you study reality, when you study governments and political systems like I do, no exaggeration, 18 hours a day, I even dream about political situations in the New World Order. As many people do, things that you're focused on, you dream about. Most coaches I know say they dream about coaching. They dream about games, whether it's basketball, golf, football, baseball. It's the same thing. I eat, drink, and sleep Veritas. I want Veritas. And I just feel so incredibly empowered and just so appreciative of consciousness. And then I see people dumbed down. I see people misled. I see people who feel bad about themselves because Madison Avenue has taught them to feel inadequate. So that Madison Avenue can then sell them lies in the name of making you complete when it actually makes you even more incomplete. You were born complete. I mean, I was just thinking about how everything is incredible, how driving down the highway and seeing hawks on light poles and police cars flashing lights and cars' taillights fading in and out through the hills at night, what Robert Plant was just singing about, and the breeze and how you'll catch the smell of flowers and just how magic everything is, how incredible it all is. How good it all is. I was exercising yesterday evening, and I looked up, and whatever they call the official White House helicopter, Marine One, I think is the name of it. And I guess Obama's here in 2 days, so they had Marine One. And yesterday, I'm sitting there. It's a pure blue sky, totally gorgeous. It's like 6 o'clock at night. I went and exercised and came back and did the nightly news. And I'm there jogging through the woods, and I hear this big helicopter, and I look up over the hills, and here comes Marine One, and it flies right over me. And it was just such an assault. It was an alien Skynet globalist craft surveying and doing a test run for the Emperor's arrival. And then the Emperor is nothing but the Great Oz projection. I am the great and powerful Oz. Yeah, that's the old Marine One we've got on screen for TV viewers. It's the new Black Hawk Marine One. Type in the new Black Hawk Marine One, because it was a big Black Hawk, but with a white top and the green bottom. I just wanted to be away from it. And it brought to mind thousands of crystallized thoughts of just the stupid red carpets and the pageantry and how none of it means anything. People say, well, Alex, if Hollywood and all this means nothing, then, you know, why have you gone and hung out with Hollywood stars and people? Well, I'll tell you, 10 years ago, I was still not really into it, but it was interesting. But I'm certainly not into it now unless I respect someone and I think they're an interesting, creative person. Yes, that's what I saw over Austin. The Black Hawk, Marine One, United States of America. I couldn't read the United States, but I could see the white on the tail from seeing it and tell that it said United States of America. It's kind of like a road sign. You can read it before it comes into view perfectly just by the outline. And it's all about how they're God. It's all about how they're above the law. I get these emails, I see the comments about, hey, so we had martial law in Boston. You people are nothing. You don't count. I read one of those YouTube comments yesterday. You know, the police are the professionals. And that's been the attitude throughout history. The government is up on a pedestal, and it's sovereign, and it has rights, and it's God, and you're scum. That's how 98% of other governments, conservatively, you can count on one hand, so quasi-free societies. Quasi-free. And they were usually societies that came out of incredible tyranny that was so horrible, people codified basic human rights that were in stone, punishable by death if you violated them, because it's so dangerous to turn the worst people loose in society in a tyranny. That's how tyranny works. You get rid of the checks and balances, the worst in the society will take control. And I started thinking about how they had the FBI counterterrorism deputy director on CNN. I played the clip yesterday. Go and listen. We record everything you do. We can go back in time and hear everything the Tsarnaev brothers said. The dead Patsy Tamerlan and the other one. And he smiled about it with pleasure in an egomaniac, criminal energy, hiking the leg, urinating on us, criminology display. I mean, I've seen the look in the serial killers in the dock at trials. I've seen the look of criminals. I've been in juvenile multiple times until I got out on trial in fights. I've been around criminals, ladies and gentlemen. And I know the look in their eye, the enjoyment in cheating people, in lying to people, in getting things over on them. And I saw it in that FBI agent's eyes, the enjoyment, how they can go back and pull up years of every phone call we made, recordings of it, not just the text, and everything you do, recorded on record. That was known back in the Telecommunications Act of 96. That's how dumb they think you are. And I'm the conspiracy theory person for telling you things that are admitted fact. That is flaming criminality. Oh, it's to keep us safe from Adam Gadon, the grandson of the head of the ADL formerly, and then the other four leaders of Al-Qaeda are all U.S. born, trained, known CIA operatives. I'm like, if there's a drill, if they're on CIA payroll, if they've been protected, if they've got a history with the FBI, it's a staged event. Look at the drill they had, which they admit they had, but now won't talk about. And then, how did I just guess, minutes after it happened, in overdrive, that Monday, with Richard Belzer on the show, that it'll be people connected to the CIA and FBI protected, and there'll be a drill, and there'll be a stand down, and then they'll kill the patsies or cut the other one's throat out. I mean, because they run the same blueprint. By the way, I've got to, before I get into all this big news, I've got to apologize. I just read the Wikipedia entry on Iron Man, and it turns out there was a last minute re-edit, which I confirmed through our reporters in LA. And I went and saw Iron Man last night. And it was very cartoonish, very stupid at the end, still entertaining. And I went and saw the film, and they openly tell you that defense contractors are staging the terror attacks and running the Pentagon program to counter the terrorist. And they go, it's supply and demand. We run all sides. It's full spectrum dominance. Now, no one else has said that but me. I mean, sure, we know governments for 200, 300 years have been funding both sides. The Rothschilds have been doing it. Big banks have been doing it. That's a well-known system. But they actually say in the movie, it's full-spectrum dominance. We create the terrorism, and then we also make the money off fighting it. It's supply and demand. And then there's a false flag, and Bin Laden is an actor in it. And I don't even know what to say anymore. Yeah, Mandarin. But, you know, the problem is I walk out of the theater and I hear everybody going, I didn't understand that. See, that's why they can throw it in your face. Because because the people watching it don't even know what any of it means. It's just like Oblivion. That's a lot better film. You know, very well done. Amazing. I'm going to come back with the big news. Big censorship. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know what? I'm going to get to the off-the-chart news in the next segment. I want to continue talking about the world outside of globalist control a little bit. Then I'm going to get to danger. Google warns Drudge Report and InfoWars are malware. Dan Pfeiffer, senior advisor of the White House, told the public and the media, do not visit the Drudge Report. because it's helping expose the fact that they're overthrowing the Bill of Rights and Constitution, putting our military under UN control, buying billions of bullets. And now Google is lying and saying that we have malware. We've scanned the site. This is not on our site. They are liars. They did this to Drudge a few years ago. It came out. It was a lie. And Google is the ultimate hack. Worldwide, they've been caught from France to the U.S., from Canada to Australia, with Google cars driving around with antennas on them, jacking your computer and hard hacking it. It's a felony each time. If you or I did this, you're talking years in jail. Breaking into your computer, stealing everything on it, stealing your passcodes, everything. In fact, guys, print me a bunch of articles on that. I know Kurt linked to them, but I want to show TV viewers actually articles. Just type in Google hacks computers, Google broke into computers with Google car. I mean, this is the ultimate malware, ultimate surveillance. When you're on Google and you set your settings, in fact, get me, Catherine Albrecht, back on about Google. I want to do a whole show on them. There it is. Business Insider. Google caught secretly hacking Apple software to track people, iPhone and Mac users. Yeah, that's nothing. Print that, too. No. They hack your actual computer with Google cars. Google cars caught hacking. I'm already getting into this. I said I'd get into it in the next segment. This is the ultimate hacking group. And it turns out when they said Drudge was hacking people, or Drudge had malware 2 years ago. This is in Kurt's article, linked to Mainstream News. Turns out it was Google's own software in the ad packages run by a third party that they said was spying on people. So I'm going to explain that again. That's just like our government funds Al-Qaeda to attack countries, then they give them heat-seeking missiles, and then we've got to give our rights up because Al-Qaeda's got heat-seeking missiles. And that's like Google is spying on you, but then on its ad software that they buy up every... We've used like three different companies to serve our ads. Google's bought every one of them. They just bought the last company we're now using, so we've got to find another one. So the only thing our IT people think this may be is that again, because we've got some Google software running on one part of things that they're now blocking us because they have a freaking monopoly on ad software. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I have trouble dealing with this level of hypocrisy. Google is sued by dozens of customers after snooping on 10 million iPads. Yeah, that's just the latest, guys. Print me all that. 2 years ago, they had to plead guilty. I think it was in France, but they've also got caught doing it here. Google hacks computers, steals passcodes with Google cars. It's the Google cars that go around taking the photos. They got antenna. It is, did Google get off easy with $7 million for Y-Spy settlement? Yeah, there it is. You see a Google car driving around? It ain't just taking photos, Jack, of your house. Okay? That is an NSA globalist imperial probe droid. That's the same thing. That's the same thing the smart meters are. They bragged 15 years ago they were going to put, quote, smart meters on your house. You hear smart, you better run. And all the new appliances, from toasters to clock radios to washing machines, all of them watch and listen and track everything you're doing. And now they say, oh, we are going to control the heat in your house. I remember reading about that 10 years ago, and people were like, you kook, they're not going to control the temp. Then they come out 2 years ago and go, we actually are going to control your thermostat. I mean, if that isn't malware hacking, and now I'm getting these reports everywhere. And I've just been so busy, I told IT to look into it. And now Kurt finds out about it because it's in the news. That Google is lying and saying, we're putting malware on you so you don't go to InfoWars.com, when they are, if I'm a sinner, they're Satan. This is Satan saying I'm evil. Well, get behind me, Google. Get behind me, Satan, Beelzebub, Baphomet, Leviathan. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, get behind me, Google. NSA, who says, don't be evil. What a joke. I'm going to get to that more later. I want to talk more about the universe and how these people are not God, even though they want to act like it. They just showed me one of the Google cars, all these antennas and camera pods and wiring off of it. But it's like Google. Oh, they have beer and pinball. They have a Google movie coming out. They're non-threatening. Warren Buffett's got an ice cream cone. Bill Gates loves children. I'm telling you, if you dress up in an ice cream man outfit, you can stick babies in a blender, and women would help you do it because it's trendy and liberal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Spoken like a hardcore extremist. Spoken like an American. Let me tell all of you something. You didn't build nothing. In fact, your parents didn't create you. A government immaculate conception happened. A little vampire bat flew in the window, climbed on top of your mama. That's where you came from. You are the seed of government. They are our God and King. And, you know, I could sit there and joke about that, but government wants to become God. The globalists want to become God. GMO is taking over all the real original crops and replacing it with toxic death and poison that sterilizes every mammal that comes in contact with it long term. But they are not God. Let me finish up with the Google story, then I'll get into the fact that they are not in total control and the New World Order is dead on arrival and they will fail if humanity rises to the challenge. But let me just show you the article. Punch this up for TV viewers. Radio listeners, go to InfoWars.com. And I've had Kurt update his article and add a bunch of news articles admitting that Google is the ultimate criminal spy breaking into your computer, committing mass felonies. But it's a government cutout just like Total Information Awareness Network, set up by the CIA via NQTEL funding. When I first reported that 10 years ago with the CIA, former technology expert at the CIA, Steele, Mr. Steele, forget his first name. You can look it up. The media flipped and said it was a conspiracy theory. And he got threatened and wouldn't come back on the show after that. Now it's been declassified. Look up Google NQTEL. They're just given the spy satellite data. They're just given. They're based at the NASA headquarters, the real NASA headquarters, the clandestine operations. And what does Google say? They say, don't visit Infowars.com. Don't visit PrisonPlanet.com. And the reason I tell you this is, you better appreciate Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You better appreciate DrudgeReport.com, because the White House and the globalists are on record trying to pass Soviet or communist-style internet censorship. That's their words. Even CBS News, CNET, had to call it Chinese-style and Russian-style censorship. Okay? Remember, the White House chief advisor to Obama said, don't go to Drudge. And again, they think they're God. Don't go to that. And let me tell you, the general public goes, well, that's crazy. I'm going to go there. Oh, no. They tell the press corps that? They know. You go there and you quote anything off of that, even though it's mainly mainstream news, you know, we control the narrative. We want to be able to tell people what the top news story is on every news channel every night. You see that. Well, Drudge isn't with the program. InfoWars isn't with the program. So he says, you don't go there, prostitutes. And they say, Heil Obama. Literally. And they don't. I mean, the FBI tells the press, you listen here. You don't look at any other photos of that drill. You don't look at these man's photos over here. And the press, all 100-plus people in there with Dan Bedondi, did not go over and look at it. And they sent shaved head guys over to bump into him and get in his face and threaten him. And he said, I'm not scared of you. I know you guys are involved in this. And, boy, let me tell you, the look of intimidation and power went out of their eyes. I've seen the video. You've seen the video. When he said, I don't care what you do. I'm done. I know. And boy, they know deep down, too. If they weren't actually there involved in it, they know what it is. You don't have power putting on a uniform or putting on a suit and serving Mordor and imagining you're part of it. All you are is a sucker when you do that. And I'm going to tell you, none of you are going to make it out of this New World Order. None of us. If this thing comes in, if this thing actually gets on its feet, and it's starting to try to get up from a crouching position. It's been crawling. And let me tell you, it's scary as a baby. Well, it's now a little boy. And it's now getting strong. And it's now sucking a lot of blood out of a lot of countries. And a lot of ideas and a lot of science out of people. And it wants every stinking one of us dead, 6 feet under. The New World Order is on a power trip and thinks it's God. And I know I'm right. I've read all their writings. And I sit there and I talk to GQ writers and Esquire writers and all of them. And they're just like, you can't really believe this is real. You don't really believe they're doing this. And I'm like, I don't believe it. I know it. And in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, as Orwell said. And I forget who said in the, I think it was a Dutch philosopher, look it up for me. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. When I say that, I see comments on YouTube going, how dare you bash blind people? Is that how politically correct you are? You have no thought process, but to say any knowledge is politically correct, like an idiocracy when the guy gets up and says, I want to put on a defense, I'm not guilty. And they go, what are you, a fag? What are you, gay? You know, that's the words they use when anybody, I've seen it. What are you doing reading a book? You read too many books. What are you, a fag? I've actually had people tell me that before it was put in theocracy. And I bet you money we're going to be able to ask him. I was talking to him yesterday. I should ask him that. Mike Judge, I'll guarantee you he put that in that movie because I'll bet money when I ask him because he's seen that happen. Erasmus, and where was he? It was Dutch, right? Erasmus. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Dutch philosopher Erasmus. Dutch Renaissance. You want to know who I am, New World Order? I am Renaissance. You don't know who I am, New World Order? I am Enlightenment. You don't know who I am? I am Freedom. You don't know who I am? I am Compassion. I am Justice. I am Honor. I am Duty. I am Will. I am Commitment. I am Love. I am Truthfulness. Does that mean I don't have my evil side? I certainly got it. I got a big good side and I got a big evil side. But my good side is a lot bigger than my evil side. And you know what? I'm a mile wide and a trillion miles deep. And so are you. So are you. And you only live when you commit to good. That's when the universe opens up to you. All these people serving evil, training in evil. Thinking you'll gain power from evil. You will not gain power from evil. Because you aren't individually resonating with anything good. You are tying into something destructive. Before there was the light, there was darkness. And you're going to see more of this. This is how the globalists have said that they're going to censor the internet. They have said they're going to censor the internet by claiming that all sites not affiliated with the globalists in subdomains are malware or scams, and they're going to block you from them, and they're going to tax the web, and they're going to form a new web. Google's putting it in 100 times faster than the rest, and you will have no freedom when you're on that new web. You will be in subdomains and waive your rights. And they want everybody to be in that. They want to be dominant. That's why they've let YouTube be somewhat free and other platforms. But they've said, that's all going away. So we've built PrisonPlanet.tv to fight the prison planet. We are trying to build our own operations. We're trying to build our own infrastructure. We're putting out print media to begin that development. They are going to try to shut us down, but they can't do it. If you know they want to shut us down, and if you'll tell everybody about InfoWars.com. I'm telling you, folks, they're scared of InfoWars.com, and they're scared of DrudgeReport.com. And I've told you this, and now you're seeing them come out with it. Group calls for hearings into Google's CIA ties and NSA. Robert David Steele in 2006 first told our broadcast they were CIA funded by InQtel. It's since been declassified. And to have them come out and say we have malware on our site when we don't, let me read you the article. They did this to Drudge in 2010, 2.5 years ago. Turned out it was Google's own software on an ad, on a link he linked to. And the last time they said this with us, it wasn't even the news. We looked at it, it was Google. So we got away from Google. And then Google bought the company we went with. And then Google bought the next company. And then Google just bought the other company. You understand, they've got a near monopoly over ad server systems. Drudge Report accused of serving malware again. CNET News. The White House says don't go there. Let me read to you the article today. Danger. Google warns Drudge Report and InfoWars.com are malware. An effort to scare folks away from alternative media. I don't know why he puts a question mark on it. Maybe we should change that subheadline to, this is the ultimate in fraud, because Google is the biggest hacker, malware, scamming criminal group in the internet history. And that's conservative. I mean, it's like 2 or 3 times what anybody else has done. I just computed it. It's probably 100 times. I mean, it's just that they are the king of it. I'm going to go over that. And everybody should go over the fact of what they're doing. Facebook's a big CIA pump-a-dump scam where they call their users dumb effers and how they're scamming you and charging you to send messages and people committing suicide over it. I mean, who cares? Use it like a toilet. Use Facebook to jack their system and jack them hard, but hate them and spit on them while you do it. Same thing with YouTube, all of it. Jack the enemy conduits, jack it hard, and hate them, and spit on them while you do it. This is a war. They're killing kids everywhere with GMO and vaccines knowingly. This morning they had jets out spraying chemtrails everywhere. It's a public geoengineering program. Partially declassified, and the public doesn't even know about it. You think you're in Kansas? You're not in Kansas anymore. All you can do is make the decision to look into what we're... The CIA admits full monitoring of Facebook, Google, YouTube, and other social networks. Yeah, you run them. If you're a radio listener, we're showing headlines. An effort to scare folks away from alternative media. Editor's note, InfoWars.com's IT department has scanned our system and reports that we do not carry content from umequeds.com, as Google tells visitors to our site. How best to scare people away from alternative media? How about real media? Make them think Drudge Report and InfoWars webpages contain malicious software. Again, this is Google, the ultimate criminal group. In April, White House senior advisor Dan Pfeiffer tried to steer traffic away from Drudge Report. Of course, it spiked. His effort directed more traffic to the website. You might actually put a link to Alexa to show that. And then it goes on with the message. Google Chrome has blocked access to DrudgeReport.com. Content from uquads.com, a known malware distributor, has been inserted into your webpage. Visit this page now is very likely to infect your computer. Total bull. I mean, Google is the one jacking and breaking through your passcodes and spying. And Schmidt says you shouldn't visit anything you don't want me to see. On a power trip. I mean, what a joke. By the way, he only sold, last time I saw, like 10,000 of his book. What a joke you are, scumbag. Just because you can run a criminal CIA front doesn't mean you actually ever did anything, little man. Hope you're cozy under the black wings of the New World Order. We'll see how that works out for you. Mark Zuckerberg awarded CIA Surveillance Medal. Wow. I can't handle it. Get him off my screen. It makes me too sick. Some soft punk. So sick of all these punks. Malware is malicious software that causes things like identity theft, financial loss, and permanent file deletion. So imagine, they're telling people that if you go to InfoWars.com, you could have identity theft when it's the big banks and government on record that are over 90% of the identity theft problems with the software and data and Social Security leaks. That's on record. But here they are, the ones that do it, the ones that break into your computer saying we did it. They're desperate. It's not going to work. Everyone, go to InfoWars.com. Everyone, tell your friends and family. Support us. Buy the water filters, the T-shirts. Subscribe to the magazine. Fill our war chest, and I will wage war on the enemy as hardcore as I can. During a news conference last year, White House Press Secretary Jake Carney instructed reporter, be mindful of your sources when asked about the Drudge Report. More traffic followed to Drudge. Despite the best efforts of Obamaites and Democrats to diss Drudge and put a dent in the web's popularity, millions of folks pursue the site daily. Back in March of 2010, the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works sent an email stating Drudge's website was responsible for many viruses popping up throughout the Senate. CNET reported that it turned out it wasn't true. No appreciable drop in viewership ensued. Ditto InfoWars.com. See, I mean, we're getting taken direct shots from these people. In recent weeks, a large number of critics, led by spurious reports posted by the Southern Poverty Law Center's website and elsewhere, have posted stories accusing Alex Jones and InfoWars.com of fomenting some kind of right-wing terror campaign and distributing baseless conspiracy theories. No matter, following the attack, millions of people flocked to the website to get their other side of the story on everything from Sandy Hook to the Boston bombings. Now Google Chrome tags InfoWars.com as a malware distributor. Unbelievable. It is a tactic destined to failure. Yeah, but in the new web, they're just going to block us. In a CNET article in March of 2010 reported that malware allegedly distributed by Drudge Report actually came, wait for it, actually came from DoubleClick, a subsidiary of Google. Can anybody say Google, Google, Google? It rhymes with Obama, Obama. Again, who runs Al-Qaeda? NATO and the big banks, publicly. Why do they take our rights? Because of Al-Qaeda. Why has Drudge got malware, which he didn't? Because Google! Google was in planning it in links. Article. radicals he was linking to, doing them a favor. He was sending them money. And what do they do for him sending them traffic? Why, they lie about him, and they do the same thing to us. What a pack of scum and filth and garbage. Read the CNET article. We're linked to it. Google reported on Drudge because of Google. I mean, I know we drink a lot of fluoride out there, folks, but, I mean, are you getting the irony here? I mean, this is some satire here. But it's real. That Google is, I mean, this is incredible. It should be satire, but it's not. It's absurdist. It goes on that the Federal Communications Commission documented and disclosed that Google Street View, an effort to photograph streets, that was the cover around the world, deliberately collected massive amounts of Wi-Fi payload data, including breaking into bank accounts, I should add, and that information was illegally stored on Oregon storage facility. Google attempted to hide the theft from the public and investigators. Did they go to jail for absconding? Like you or I wouldn't know. And then we have a bunch of links to Google's criminal activity. They've declared war on us. I declare info war on scumbag Google. I declare info war on the entire scumbag New World Order. And I demand humanity activate emergency survival genetic code. Now, activate!
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You do, every person you talk to, every person you warn, every time you resist, every time you fight a ticket, every time you speak out against the system, the enemy like a sandcastle with waves coming ever closer, begins to crumble into the sea. This is epic. This is history. You're on a planet in a gorgeous universe. Men and women come together and create a genetic splice clone that is a baby that you then take care of. We live on a tiny sliver, thinner than the skin of an apple, in comparison of oxygen, about 14,000 feet of breathable oxygen in a tiny little sliver on this natural, or the Bible says it's not, space station, perfectly placed with a perfectly placed moon, in the middle of wonderment. And the great crime is having to be obsessed all day with these crooks and these scum trying to play God. And they're so demonic that those of us that are awake, we laugh at them like they're demonic children, but they're in control because they lust after it. So we've got to get them out of control and restore checks and balances in the Republic. Take Central Texas, San Antonio and Austin. There's over 80,000 copies of my magazine on the streets there. You can buy these in bulk of groups of 10 up to 100. They've got three bumper stickers, full-size, petroleum-based, you know, the kind that lasts years. Big, Infowars.com, Restore the Constitution, bumper stickers inside of it. It's the false flags issue. Great to wake somebody up. I want everybody, especially in Central Texas and San Antonio and Austin, yes, that's North-South Texas, San Antonio, to get them and to put it on your cars and wherever else is legal and lawful. Certainly don't do what the French Resistance did and stick it up in public. We should worship the government. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to see these. These are on the streets of Austin right now, everywhere. You already see bumper stickers every, 50th car or so, but I want them all over the country. You can also buy bumper stickers at Infowars.com. I mean, you understand? We have crawled up from nowhere because of your support and been able to put up this fight. And there aren't many of us fighting, but we're having huge, devastating victories when we do. If you get involved and join the team and come in for the big win, we're going to beat these people. What they're doing is totally illegal. They're flaunting on TV that everything you do is recorded on your phone. They have an FBI deputy director of counterterrorism on TV smiling, going, "We record everything you say, everything you do, America." And he goes, "We can't use it in criminal cases yet, but we are." And that means they can make stuff up. They had programs out a decade ago where you can record someone's voice, put it into a computer, and have it say whatever you want. And another computer can't tell it's fake. 20 years ago, they could show you Forrest Gump shaking hands with Kennedy. It ain't real, folks. They even produce Al-Qaeda videos at the Pentagon and put the Al-Qaeda logo in the same character generator layer. Wired magazine confirmed that. National Security Agency flipped out. That was 5 years ago. The Al-Qaeda videos with the Al-Qaeda logos, those are produced by the Pentagon. They shot them on a soundstage. You're like, "That's Iron Man 3, dude. You're ripping off the movie." No, I told you that before 9/11. I told you they blow up the World Trade Center, blame it on their asset Bin Laden. It's not the U.S. government. It's not our troops, our boys. It's the New World Order. And they don't want you to know about any of this. But if all of you do little things, we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. Declare InfoWar today.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.